Well, the first of the Senior Football Championship semi-finals in Longford has now been decided. Dromard will play in the final. They defeated Ambilara by 112 to 9 points. It was 10-3 to Dromard at the break, but Ambilara had the better of the second half opening exchanges, and but for a series of wides could have actually taken the lead in the game, but it wasn't to be. So Dromard return to see if they can go one better than last year when they were beaten by Clungish in the county final. Now, I've been talking to John Duffy, the County Board PRO, a proud Dromard man, following the victory in Pierce Park. Now, John, we've just watched the first of the semi-finals in the Senior Football Championship, and at 10-3 at the break, it looked as if Dromard had this sewed up, but they failed to show for the opening period in the second half.
Yeah, indeed, and it took Jamesy Martin a couple of frees from him. It was the only points that were scored by Dromard in the second half. Jamesy, of course, a long-time warrior, was back there in 99 when Dromard won their championship against Abilara in the final. And a couple of difficult frees for Jamesy there. He kept them ticking over, just about got them over the line. Of course, the goal in the end then, a very well-taken goal by Francis McGee, created by Noel Reynolds initially, and a great run by Dermot Masterson there to set him up. Really ended up with a 6-point win, but a 6-point win didn't, as you say, it didn't look that was going to be the case after 20 minutes of the game, when it was 9 points to 11 at that 20 minutes of the second half, and 9 points to 11. So fair play to Ambilara men. They really came out in the second half. I suppose at Dromard's point of view, they were after coasting that first half. At half time there wasn't a lot maybe that Sean Hagan could say to them that they were doing that much wrong, so maybe a little complacency might have set in. But you'd imagine that they should have been able, if they were as good a favourites as what a lot of you guys are making them out to be, that they would have been able to pull away and press the buttons, but just didn't happen. So it certainly takes the gleam off their favourites tag that they've had all year.
And to be fair, Ambilara had loads of chances there in that second period. Niall Sheridan maybe could have got in for a goal. There was point chances that went wide, so it could have been all too different.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, Sheridan is always Niall is always a dangerous man there, but he had a very good custodian there with him in Cathal Conafry. And even when he did get maybe there was one chance maybe where he got clean possession, all right, but there was no way he was going to push Conafry out of the way. And I suppose we've seen that over the years, where Conafry just has that physical strength that he was able to stand up to big Niall, you know. And that probably, you know, against most other clubs in the county, to be fair, Sheridan probably would have been able to get a goal in that situation on the edge of the small square. So, you know, Conafry has to get a lot of credit probably for that from a Dromard's point of view. But you're right in that Ambilara had a number of chances that. You know, freeze there, Robbie Smith, who had a good game overall, right hand side there, he had two chances, but they were difficult kicks. They were out from 40 metres out and they were only a small bit in from the sideline, but wasn't able to convert them. Willie Crawford had another one from the left hand side here under the east terrace as well, maybe only 30 metres out. Again, it's tailed out to the left. That was 3 points there, you know, and at that stage, you know, would have put them in front, and who knows what would have happened.
That's John Duffy there, County Board PRO in Longford. Well, elsewhere at the weekend in the Senior Football Championship relegation games, Sean Connolly's 1-8, Fothermann and Gales 5 points, St Mary's of Granard 8 points, Arda St Patrick's 7 points. In the intermediate semi-finals, well, the two games played at the weekend, and as it turned out, both finished with the same result. Carrick Edmund 1-9, Leighan Sarsfield 6 points, Ballymore 1-9, St Bridget 6 points. And in the Junior Football Championship semi-finals, Carrick Edmund 3-10, Dromard 2-8, Ballymahon 9 points, Fothermann and Gales 8 points. And that's our lot for now. We'll be back with more later in the week.